It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Political groups with ties to billionaire Elon Musk are putting millions of dollars into the hotly contested Wisconsin Supreme Court race to boost canvassing efforts and air TV attack ads.
The April 1st election will determine the political direction of the high court in Wisconsin. Brad Schimmel, a Waukesha County judge and former Republican state attorney general, is backed by Musk-supported groups, among others. Schimmel's opponent is Dane County Circuit Court Judge Susan Crawford, who's been backed by the Wisconsin Democratic Party and sympathetic outside groups as well.
This could shape up to be the most expensive judicial election in U.S. history, and a campaign finance watchdog group has new estimates on the money flowing into this race. Nick Ramos is executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Nick, welcome back to Wisconsin Today.
Hey, it's a pleasure, and I just have to say there's only a few different stations and people that can get me up early, and while this is technically not early... I got to tell you, when I got the request, I was like, oh, tell me when, I'll be there.
Well, thank you. So break down the numbers for us. How much have these two campaigns spent so far? What is in their coffers?
Well, as of right now, and I'm looking at the numbers, and the minute that I say the numbers, I swear, tomorrow it's going to be in something entirely different. Mm-hmm. So just run with me for a second. So as of today... So far in this race, already $12 million in financial activity has been at least able to be reported as of right now. So liberal candidate Susan Crawford raised nearly $7.4 million, while conservative candidate Brad Schimmel brought in $4.9 million. $3 million of Crawford's money comes from the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. The Republican Party of Wisconsin has contributed about $1.68 million to Brad Schimmel's campaign. And then we're seeing crazy PAC activity, and we're watching – I mean, I think the last time I checked, I mean, we have seen max out contributions at a level that we have not seen at this moment in time. And so, like, I look, and I just want to take a quick peek at some of these numbers. So, like – some of the major contributions, and I'm looking at it right now, I mean, and let me tell you guys, this isn't all in-state money. There is a lot of out-of-state people that are on this list, but I'm seeing, it looks like over 20, I'd have to skim it real fast, but at least for Crawford, we're looking at, there are about 26 to 30 people that have maxed out, which is $20,000 for a Supreme Court race here. And then on Brad Schimmel's side, I mean, it looks equally as impressive. He's about 25 to 30 people have all contributed the max out of $20,000. But we all know, or if you don't know at home, just because you max out doesn't mean you have to stop donating. You can go to the party of your choice. You can go to the committee of your choice. And candidates like current Judge Schimmel, he said it in a town hall. He said, hey, guys, max out, then go to the party. They'll send me the check. And that's all legal here after Governor Walker.
You filed an ethics complaint. Your organization did. Is that right?
I did. And the reason why is, one, currently Brad Schimmel is a Waukesha County judge. And, you know, I'm an attorney. And I remember reading some of, like, the code when I was becoming an attorney. And it's very explicit. The Supreme Court wrote rules around how a judge is supposed to act while sitting and as a judge, but also as a candidate. And two pieces are crystal clear within the code. First part being that you cannot show even the appearance of impropriety. Now, what does impropriety mean? You have to show that, like, you can be fair, you can be impartial, and that your comments and your conduct do not lead somebody to believe that you could be bought, that you could be swayed. And so that's prong one. Prong two is Supreme Court races are so different than how we treat other races in this state, and that in other states, judges could directly solicit campaign contributions, not in Wisconsin. If you're a candidate, you have to have a proxy that represents your campaign that asks for the money. And the reason why is you don't want judges to appear that, like, oh, well, you know, you can pay to play any judge if you just give them enough money for their work offers, right? So we filed that complaint. And I have received correspondence from the Judicial Commission about it, and I need to follow up with them. And so that's as much as I can say about that right now, but I look forward to seeing what the commission is able to pluck from this, because we have the audio recordings that were all taken, and Daniel Bice reported on it, but we have evidence to believe at least the impropriety part of it was violated.
Back to the money here for a moment. This election, still weeks away, is it safe to assume spending will ramp up even more?
Yeah. I mean, for anybody at home that has been paying attention to what's been going on at the national level, I mean, Elon Musk is now in this race. And his PAC that is called Building America's Future and America PAC, I mean, they've already, if my numbers are correct, I counted about $3 million. And that just jumped from about a week ago. So the numbers that we're looking at right now, we're projecting this race to reach at least $75 million when it's all said and done, which would be a whole $20 million leap since the last time we had a Supreme Court race. But you can understand why. I mean, if you are a liberal voter in this state, if the liberal candidate wins, then you don't have to worry about ideological control being in the balance for another 2 years. Mm-hmm. Vice versa, if Judge Schimmel ends up winning and you're a conservative voter, then you're looking at it and you're saying, well, I mean, it's not the most comfortable place because we have another election next year. We have another Supreme Court. We have Supreme Court races every year till 2030. Yeah. But it does shift the ideological balance. And then you get opportunities to look at cases and be able to make decisions that, again, you don't need any swing vote, really. I mean, Brian Agedorn is the swing vote technically, but he's conservative.
We're talking about the money pouring into the state Supreme Court election, how it compares to previous ones. Nick Ramos with us tracks campaign finance at the watchdog group Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. Nick, we recently spoke with Lubar Center Research Fellow John Johnson at Marquette University Law School about state Supreme Court elections. You mentioned, you teased this here. He said the state is gearing up for a six-year stretch of annual state Supreme Court races. Let's listen.
Yeah, we have seven Supreme Court justices. They're elected to 10-year terms. And so we only had one in the last 4 years. That means we're about to have six more in a row. We're going to elect one Supreme Court justice each year now through 2030. And the way Wisconsin law is set up is you can only elect one Supreme Court justice in a given year. So that's why it's this back-to-back-to-back-to-back setup.
So this back-to-back-to-back-to-back, should Wisconsin expect all of these upcoming races to have record high spending? Where will the ceiling hit?
Well, first off, I just want to say I love John. You know, I'm a Marquette University Law School alumni. So, John, wherever you are, love you, man. To your question, unless we decide we want to do something different, and, you know, what is insanity? Doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result? Like, everybody knows it's a problem. We ran a money in politics poll statewide literally last week, and I can share that data with you. But I can tell you right now, demographically, Republican, Democrat, independents, doesn't matter, evenly split, 88% of Wisconsinites think that money is a problem when it comes to our politics. And then when you really get into the weeds, they start to really, I mean, people want to say the electorate's dumb. They are paying attention. I mean, they understand that at every level, money plays a key factor in what types of decisions are going to be impacted on our lives. And the most wealthy, and we're seeing billionaires starting to come into this election here, trying to buy a Supreme Court seat. Like, it's a situation where we want, doesn't matter the party affiliation, that people deserve more agency than what they're being given right now. And my hope is that people, including elected officials, can recognize that they don't want to keep being glorified telemarketers. And so, you know, my hope is that we are going to advocate and work hard to get public campaign finance reform in the state. And we're building a coalition right now. And last time we met, it was about 20 organizations. And we're going to go at this aggressively. And I think everybody, I think Republicans, Democrats, independents, I think they all would say, you know what, please. Like, I don't think we want to have to continue going down this rabbit hole. But in the same breath, they know the rules and they don't know how to stretch them. So, you know, it's going to take a lot of grassroots power to tell them, hey, people are paying attention and we want to change this.
So on this road to changing campaign finance here, I mean, we're seeing this influx of out-of-state money involving Wisconsin elections. Should we be more concerned about who is spending the money here, where it's coming from, and what it's being spent on?
Absolutely. I mean, the fact is that I'm not completely convinced that every active voter really understands and truly grasps grasp how much out-of-state money is coming in, especially when it comes to our Supreme Court elections. And, like, the fact that you have Elon Musk and his PAC getting ready, I mean, they're just starting with $3 million. There's going to be so much more down the pipeline. But then, I mean, on the Democrat side, you see, I mean, hell, Steven Spielberg, J.B. Pritzker, Reid Hoffman, you have, you know, they are always popping up on the Democrat side, and then the U-lines. And I'm trying to think about some of these other really big dollar donors on the conservative side, but they're not letting up because we are a litmus test. We are a bellwether state, and we are the first really big election in this country to test what the mood is as far as after the presidential election. So all these rich people, they're all like, well, you know, we're gambling here. We're going to see, you know, what plays and what can work on a national scale.
Does this sour someone who's listening to this thinking like, well, I'm not one of them. Should someone donate to a campaign or a political party if there's really not way of knowing how the money is being spent, or if there's such there's an influx of people who are ultra wealthy, you know, funding the campaigns?
Yeah, I mean, it's enough to make anybody jaded. I mean, and I don't blame people for being apathetic about our system because it is broken. And I mean, it's been broken since 2015 when Governor Walker rewrote our campaign finance laws. And then you pair on top of that Citizens United. But my thing is that I want to give people some hope. And the hope is that you are more powerful than you even know. And that, like, while money is, you know, something that can buy a lot of things, it cannot vote. And in your case, like, your vote is going to mean so much over these next 5-6 years, because there's going to be really big decisions, both in front of the judiciary and as far as our lawmakers. They're going to be making things that are going to impact your life, and you deserve to be educated about it. And so we are going to work our tails off to mobilize the people and show them their agency and show them what the path is forward, because we think we can get campaign finance reform done, and we're going to do it in the next couple of years. I promise you that.
Nick, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Nick Ramos is executive director of the Wisconsin Democracy Campaign. He was with us to discuss campaign finance ahead of the state Supreme Court election on April 1st.